Muzak began in the early 1920s. It earned its reputation as elevator music because it was used to calm people's nerves on elevators. In 1939, Muzak moved into the workplace, where it increased morale and productivity. Today, Muzak is ubiquitous, particularly in the retail environment. The company claims that its harmonic convergences are heard by 100 million people a day in at least 300,000 stores and restaurants. Its 500 different cassette programs and 60 distinct satellite channels provide diverse sounds for a single purpose, to make spending more pleasurable. Muzak is the price we pay for being in places that want us to pay their prices. We might think of it as incidental music, but it's seldom really incidental. It's intensely intentional music, and it's intended to make us better consumers. You can look away from many things in a store, says John Bauer of AEI Music, a music designer specializing in retail environments. Sound engages a customer's attention all the time. You can look away from video monitors and store signs. You may not notice the fixturing, but sound is always there. Muzak is what the industry calls programmed response music, helping to define the ambiance of the store. It's audio merchandising. When it functions as intended, music programming works with store merchandising and design to create a distinctive brand image for a store. As AEI says, co-opting the Grateful Dead's Jerry Garcia, "Magic is what we do, music is how we do it." Muzak designers select the style of music with care. Classical helps us feel that we're upscale and refined. String renditions of classic rock appeal to mature baby boomers. Country music defines us as down-home and authentic. And avant-garde music confirms that we're cool. Muzak is the 500-pound gorilla of programmed response music, but it's also the inspiration for competing sonic environment vendors. Muzak is basically background music, but many stores now feature foreground music, music meant to be actively engaged. Foreground music associates the store with particular sounds and artists, and succeeds even more than background Muzak in creating a distinctive brand image for the store. Founded in 1971 by people who liked rock music more than elevator music, AEI Music Network is the top provider of targeted music programming, with tunes in over 60,000 stores, including The Gap, The Limited, Eddie Bauer, Abercrombie & Fitch, Banana Republic, Structure, Express, and Starbucks. In 1997, retailers paid AEI $65 a month per outlet for a four-hour custom mix that both establishes and standardizes the store's brand identity from coast to coast. Kmart, for example, conducted research showing that its core customers, moms between 24 and 49, with their kids, enjoy adult contemporary music. They found, too, that older customers visit mainly in the morning, and that men shop mainly on weekends. These same stores also sell a lot of country music CDs. So Music Technologies International crafted a selection of adult contemporary and country music for its Kmart satellite feed, with special offerings in the morning for seniors and on weekends for men. MTI also offers 12 minutes an hour for in-store advertising messages, so retailers can offset the cost of the music programming. The success of this brand aid music has come full circle. Music designed to increase sales of merchandise has resulted in the merchandising of music. Retailers now sell their musical concoctions with point-of-purchase CDs. You stop at Starbucks for a cup of coffee and end up with a compilation of music that functions as an ad for Starbucks. Taking it home, you can finally have the ambiance of modern retail in your own living room. The next thing, Dr. America surmises, will be the Muzak store, where you can stop by and buy music for the elevator in your new executive home. The essence of what Dr. America calls Muzakality is not musicological, but psychological. Not aesthetic, but commercial. It's the music of the spheres, or at least of the seers. The music that puts us in tune with American commercial culture. From the American Studies Museum, this is Dr. America, facing the Muzak of American merchandising.